I mean, as you get older, when people keep telling you the future Hall of Famer, then, you know, as I got in year 14, 15, 16, and, you know, you're kind of on the back nine, on the way out of the game, then you can kind of think about some of that stuff. But my mindset was always what I need to live where I am. I mean, I need to operate in the place that I'm now standing. So if I start thinking about things too far in front or worrying about things in the past, I won't be as good where I'm standing. So I always tried to keep that mindset. So as those accolades and those, I guess, praises start to come in, I thank you, everybody. But my mindset was I have to be where I am in order for me to be what I need to be for my teammates at that time.
Brian, this is still a few months away. They go Super Bowl weekend. How hard is it, and you've got to be thinking about it, how hard will it be to kind of wait in the anticipation of what's going to happen?
It's actually not. And Derek can tell me. When Derek came to me and let me know what was going to happen yesterday in the announcement, I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was going on. Like, I'm so engulfed in what I'm doing here, what I'm learning here, what I'm trying to bring back here to help out as much as I can. You know, my family, when I go back home, it's all about my family. So I guess my mind does not have time to truly wander. And, like, this will take care of itself. I can't worry about it. I'm not going to concern myself about it. If it happens, if it does not, like, I won't change if it does not happen. Like, I won't. I am who I am. I'm blessed to be who I am, you know, and, you know, I think for me, what has always defined me, my career has never truly defined me. What has defined me is my faith, and what has defined me is the righteous life that I try to live. So if this happens, oh, thank you for it. But if it does not, it's not going to change who I am.
Does it bring back memories of things that you did through your career to get you
absolutely
to this point? But what does it bring back?
It just brings back the my teammates, the coaches. Before Andy got here, you know, Ray Rose and Emmett and that coaching crew, and, you know, what they taught me, what they tried to bring out of me at that time, which I didn't know existed inside of me. And then what Jim Johnson did, the late, great Jim Johnson did with me. And I honestly believe that he was the one that truly revolutionized the position of safety, to change it to where it is used today because of the way he used me all over the football field. So now you see those safeties all over the place. But when I came in, that was not the case. And I believe that was because of him that happened.
I know you don't want to think about it and things of that nature, but the celebration, what would that be like for you?
Oh, it's going to be crazy. Listen, you know, like, I'm a passionate cat, so we're going to have a good time. Like seriously. Like, the fans, they're going to have a good time. I'm going to have a good time. For those who come out to the, if you know, in Canton, if they come out, we're going to have ourselves a good freaking time. Like, we're going to enjoy it. And they deserve it. Like, I know that people say that I deserve it. And I thank you for that. Yes, I've worked hard. Yes, I've given my body. But, like these cats deserve it, too. Like, fans, they deserve to celebrate with this. So if and when this thing happens, we're gonna enjoy it.
You said Jim Johnson defined the position for you to help you be better. Mm-hmm. How much did you define what safeties are doing now?
Well, I think my talent, my God-given ability, did that. You know, I was blessed to have ability to run, to beat blocks, to cause fumbles. I was blessed with a lot of abilities, but if Jim only kept a vanilla game plan for safeties, like he had when he first got here, there was more of a vanilla game plan for safeties. But when he got here, he saw the things that I was blessed to be able to do, and all of a sudden he began to basically game plan through me. Like, a lot of the game plans was going through me. When do you ever hear that about a safety? At what, any other team does that? No, that was Jim. That was Jim's baby. So his baby became this grown man right here, to be honest with you, and standing in front of you right now, you know, thanking everybody for wishing me well on this Hall of Fame trip. But that was Jim. That was Jim's baby. That's become this.
With today's rules, how much would that have restricted the way you define the game?
Well, I still would have been able to be aggressive because I did it towards the last half of my career. Here's the thing about a professional. A professional adapts. I'm a professional. You learn to adapt. Now, I still would have gotten those fine letters from time to time. But you'll learn to adapt. You'll learn to do the things you need to do to survive, and not just survive, because I'm not a survivor. I'm someone that likes to dominate the position. So I still would have had success. I still would have had success.
Did you ever get fined?
Absolutely. close to, for my loose calculation, probably close to $200,000 over my career.
Every dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just speak real quick, last question for me, about your connection with the fans. You talked earlier about how this is for them. But how special is it for you to know that all the fans are connected to you as a person, and in everything you do have that much love?
Man, that feeling is, it goes both ways. It's a mutual thing. Like, for me to have the feel it. For me to have the opportunity to be in front of these fans, to give everything that I had, that meant the world to me. And the reason why I'm emotional right now is because of the amount of letters I've gotten with people being buried in my uniform. That's a special connection. That's a special connection. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.